You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. This year, 4 out of 5 Americans are eligible for Affordable Care Act health coverage for $10 or less a month. That's thanks to increased subsidies in Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. About 11 million people have already signed up for 2023 coverage, about 13% more than last year, but nearly half of all insured adults have neither looked for information about the marketplace coverage or tried to obtain coverage. For that group, Affordable Care Act coverage open enrollment closes on Sunday. Here to fill us in on everything we need to know about the Affordable Care Act insurance is Laura Packard, a Denver-based healthcare advocate and founder of Healthcare Voices. Laura, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So to start, tell me about the ACA deadline that's coming up on Sunday. What do people need to know?
Well, Sunday, January 15th, is the deadline to sign up. This is open enrollment, which means that anyone can enroll. And you can still enroll after the deadline if you have a specific reason, like you lost your job or you got married or a life change. But for most people, the deadline is Sunday.
Okay, so but for those who think they might not qualify or they've checked it out in years past and didn't get any financial benefits or coverage, what should they know? Is there anything different about this year's coverage than years past?
Yes. So Biden's IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, it made health insurance more affordable through 2025. So for the next few years, and depending on your income level, it could be quite a lot. Premiums are capped at 8.5% of your income. And whether you can get subsidies based on your income and based on you not having good health insurance through your employer, those have been extended through the Inflation Reduction Act. So maybe in the past, a few years ago, you tried to get health insurance and it was just too expensive for your family. You can go back now, check it out, see how the prices compare, and plans are more affordable than ever for many Coloradans.
So enrollment is actually up this year, even before the deadline. It's up about 13% compared to where it was at last year. Why is enrollment up? And who is signing up for this coverage?
Well, it's 3 million new people. It's close to 16 million overall. That's nationwide. And in fact, it's record signups this year. And I think that it's a few different things. I think that the Inflation Reduction Act makes it more affordable for lots of people that couldn't get it before the pandemic. And also the Biden administration believes in the Affordable Care Act and is doing promotional work on it as opposed to cutting the promotional outreach efforts. So I think it's some better marketing, it's the pandemic, and it's that it's more affordable.
Are there any healthcare scams that people should avoid? I'm pretty internet savvy. And when I first started looking into ACA, I was confused. And then there's the state one and the federal one. So what should people know?
Well, I think it's good to start at connectforhealthco.com because then you know you're looking at Affordable Care Act plans. If you just go to Google and Google health insurance, you could see ads from maybe places that are less reputable. And one thing to especially beware of is health sharing ministries. Health sharing ministries are not insurance. It's a group of people, often religiously affiliated. It really isn't coverage at all. And you could find out, unfortunately, the hard way when something actually happens. So start at connectforhealthco.com and you know at least you're starting with reputable ACA plans.
Laura Packer is a Denver-based healthcare advocate and founder of Healthcare Voices. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
If you are interested in signing up for the Affordable Care Act coverage, the deadline is Sunday, and you can find links to that on our news website at news.kgnu.org.